President Bush has declared that the United States will not tolerate an Iran with nuclear weapons. He made his remark as the International Atomic Energy Agency debates what to do about Iran. There is increasing evidence that Iran's growing nuclear infrastructure could ultimately give it the wherewithal to make a nuclear bomb. The White House emphasized yesterday that it supports international pressure to prevent that possibility. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
This was the first time President Bush explicitly laid down what policymakers call a red line, that a nuclear weapon in the hands of the Iranian government is not acceptable. The president was speaking yesterday at the White House.
The international community must come together to make it very clear to Iran that we will not tolerate the construction of a nuclear weapon. Iran will be dangerous if they have a nuclear weapon.
The president did not say what action the United States is prepared to take to prevent that outcome. Administration officials have been arguing about it intensely, especially since the end of the war in Iraq and the emergence of more evidence that Iran is building extensive nuclear facilities that could be used to make the bomb. The International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna has been debating a new report this week that suggests Iran is secretly building facilities to make both highly enriched uranium and plutonium, crucial ingredients in nuclear weapons. Tehran says it's all part of a civilian nuclear power program and insists nothing Iran is doing runs contrary to its treaty obligations to report nuclear activities to the IAEA. But the international community is skeptical. Just this week, foreign ministers of the European Union threatened to withhold a favorable trade deal from Iran if Tehran does not permit more intrusive IAEA inspections of its nuclear facilities. Russia, too, called for Iran to bow to stricter safeguards. Jeffrey Kemp, a Middle East expert at the Nixon Center in Washington, welcomed the president's emphasis on an international approach.
This is a good moment for both the Europeans and the administration, and hopefully the Russians, to let it be known to the Iranian government that nuclear weapons are not part of the agenda.
President Bush also spoke up yesterday in support of the demonstrators in Iran who have been protesting publicly for more than a week.
I appreciate those courageous souls who speak out for freedom in Iran. They need to know America stands squarely by their side.
The president's comments reflect the ongoing debate in his administration, not just over Iran's nuclear capabilities, but also about what policies to pursue on Iran generally. President Bush included Iran in the axis of evil, and members of his administration are divided between support for regime change there or diplomatic engagement. For the past week, the White House has encouraged demonstrators to change the regime on their own. The Iranian government says the U.S. is interfering in its internal affairs. Just after the Iraq war, comments from the administration seemed to suggest the possibility of American military action against Iran, but that talk has diminished for the moment. Some outside supporters of the administration favor covert action to overthrow the Iranian government. Jeffrey Kemp argues that this is not the time for policies like that.
Getting Iran right is very important for the Bush administration at this point in time, given what they have on their plate in the Arab-Israeli context in Iraq and Afghanistan. And any rash confrontation with the Iranians at this point in time, I do not think would have the support of anyone else in our coalition, with the possible exception of Israel.
So for now, the Bush administration appears to have settled for diplomatic pressure to deal with Iran's nuclear ambitions and rhetorical support for the demonstrators there. Mike Schuster, NPR News.